Come on, boys. All aboard. These are Romney Cross lambs born last April, May. So they're 9-10 months old. And they'll be weighing 45 kilo, hopefully kill out 48%. So they'll be killing out 19, 20 kilo at a price of £5.60 a kilo dead weight. So they're coming back over the £100. So it puts the price return of meat comparison to wool. If we sold our wool all officially through the wool board, 50 pence a kilo, 2 kilos of wool. Huge imbalance where we'd like to get it to. If we can get everybody back onto wool away from synthetics, it'll be a price match. To redress the balance, creating good meat and good wool, we started off the flock with Shetlands, which are hardy native breed. We've used the Romney to increase the size and the wool weight to justify a lot of the jobs we're doing. And we've ended up with a breed of sheep like this that's growing quite a big fleece, but quite a fine fleece, so it's still good for a lot of the kind of wool trade. I quite like them. Fizz likes them too. Yeah, not for eating.
And what would you, what are your biggest challenges? Obviously everyone's got big challenges at the moment. What would you say are your biggest challenges with making the wool as viable as the meat? And are those challenges getting bigger, or are you figuring a way forward?
As I mentioned, the major challenge with the wool industry is the competition and the knowledge of the consumer. They're buying product that is synthetic, and then they chuck it away or they wash it, and you get small particles getting into the environment, and that's not helping anybody. If there was a better price balance from your raw source input cost, which there isn't really for synthetics, and but there is for wool, you've got to keep the sheep, you've got to shear the sheep, you've got to process the wool. If the same costs went in by comparison with synthetics, there'd be a price match. And also the disposal of those synthetics. Wool, you can just chuck out underneath the trees and it will break down naturally. It's good. Synthetics aren't. That's that misconception we've been sold as humans by big business. And I think we've learned a lot about big business. Don't listen to them. Don't take what they say as the honest truth.